Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and boy, am I glad you guys are here with us tonight. Or today. I say tonight because Todd and I did a late night recording just to get this episode out for you guys. Because it was an important episode to get out, for sure. We watched The Day My Butt Went Psycho. Here is a listener request, and wow, what an episode. Anyway, this would be episode 37. We recorded it on 11/17/2015. So, as you know, we are networked and we have a Twitter account. You can follow us on Twitter at Parent Mistakes. We also have Facebook, and you can like us at Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. Hey, sit back and enjoy the show.
Okay, so I got another quiz for Dave. Well, sort of a quiz.
Okay.
But another future. Your future, Dave.
What do you mean my future?
Well, I've presented you with...
My past? My present?
No,
yeah.
Some scenarios.
Some scenarios. Well, then it's always involving the future.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So now
well,
you...
We don't do this every... episode where
we have been doing this every episode. It seems like I innocently come on to the onto the show and you've got some hardcore pop quiz for me.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I like to keep you know, sharp.
You say that all the time, but I just feel more dull.
Okay, so if you've never listened to Parenting Mistakes before, I'm Todd. That's Dave. We've been pals since junior high.
That's true.
We are the same age. I'm slightly older.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
How
We've
old?
Established this. You kept calling me the old person. I'm
no,
born
no,
in January.
You're the elder parent. You've been married longer than me.
Yeah, and I'm older than you.
Oh, that's awesome. You mean I actually have a friend that actually is older than me?
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
I was born in January. You were born in like October or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So your mom held you back too?
No, I didn't get held back.
He's just like your mom, but you didn't go to kindergarten
just
right away.
Stay on topic.
Okay.
So my
children. I don't test well.
My children are older. They are 17, 14, and 11. Dave's children are 6 and 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Make sure I get the numbers right.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, I don't know their birthday, so when they switch, you'll have to let me know. So therefore, I'm not necessarily wiser. Although I've been through some things that you have not.
Yeah.
So.
Get to it, my friend.
I don't know if you've had this scenario yet. Because your kids are just getting into the school thing. How do you think you're going to answer your child when they come home and say, Dad, I would like to. Doesn't really matter what they want to do. They want to do something. And the reason for them wanting to do something is.
Because everybody else is doing it?
Because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
They'll use words like all. All and friends together.
All of my friends. Okay.
All
right.
Of my friends.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody in class, the exception of me.
Everyone that I have talked to, all of my friends are doing this. And yeah. I am the only one.
My six-year-old has brought some all statements home already. Last week she told me that everybody in her class had actually hit her.
Everybody.
Everybody. She said,
wow.
Dad, I was in the playground.
Like a group mugging.
And everybody in the class hit me. And it was awful.
So it was like running the gauntlet?
But it was an all statement, right? It was
okay.
A kindergarten all statement. Like, everybody hit me.
Yes.
I don't know if it was like in a line. Or
okay.
Everybody just went smacked her at one time.
All right, so answer my question.
Okay. Oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my typical statement that is, well, we're not everybody.
Okay.
Because that line has been used from generations of kidneys all the way down to the Civil War.
That's right.
Is your name Keeling Kidney? Yes, you're the exception.
And it draws probably the same look from the kid as it has for generations.
For generations.
Okay.
Yes, it's typically my response to the all statement.
All right. It's a fairly easy question, and most parents do give that standard response. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
It's possible that one of my children may have thrown that at me this week.
To be honest with you, usually I'll try to break it down, right? So if she comes in and says, everybody hit me in my class, and I'll say something like, is that really true? Is that really true? Right? Like, can we just cut through the hoodie and figure out, you know, what the truth is? And it came down to that Gigi actually had hit her accidentally.
Okay.
Right? And she tripped on the playground.
Okay.
Which, you know, but it takes some time. So, right, I'm sure you're asking your kids, like, everybody's going to see the movie. Really? Everybody? Even your teacher, Mr. McGillicuddy's going?
Yes. Well, and we have to understand that when children say everybody, they're referring to their immediate social group. And in some scenarios...
Sure, but it's manipulative, right?
Well, it is. And... to be fair, it is possible that, you know, their four closest friends all are doing something.
Sure.
And, you know, this child is not. So.
Right. Oh, okay. So you, does it come down to, I could work this with, this is terrible. I hope my mom's not listening to this episode, but I could work it.
She is.
Right. I could work it. There you go. I could work it so that, you know, everybody's doing it, and it would work with my mom. Right. And I get very specific, you know, I'd bring up my court case, like, such and such, and this person, and this guy, he has no money, but he's still going, right?
Right,
and this person doesn't deserve to go, but they're going, and I am way more deserving, right? Like, I really should see Back to the Future 2 and 3 at the Back to the Back to the Back event, right? So I'm sure, you know. That was a good memory.
You didn't ask permission to go to that, did you?
Oh, I think we were way into our senior year, right?
Yeah, but you didn't actually ask permission.
No,
you just went.
Yeah, no, I just went. I think. Well, like, whose dollar was it? I'm sure. I don't think we were working.
No. It was during school.
Was it?
Yeah, we skipped school.
I'm sure I had to ask.
If both of our mothers are listening, they're going to be distraught right now. But yeah, we skipped school to go see that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I totally did. Okay, maybe I didn't ask.
Okay, so...
Yeesh.
There you go.
See, now look what you've done. You pop-quizzed me, and now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, you're an adult, so you have to deal with it now. All right, so I don't have any awkward transition, but I think that's okay, because the show we watched.
No, it yes. kind of... Yeah, I was walked through, that's for sure.
Yeah, the show we watched was sufficiently awkward. Should I give a little preview here?
You got a soundbite or something?
I don't have a soundbite. I'm just saying in terms of background stuff.
Go ahead. Give the preview.
So this was
You know what? Forget that. Because I want to say if kids are listening to this particular episode, right, there's a disclaimer on this. Because we're about to say a word that in my house is not allowed to be used. Unless, of course, you're in the bathroom. Right?
Do we have to have, like, a pause for time for them to leave the room?
Yeah, so tell your kids if you're not interested.
We're going to have a five-second break now.
Because right now we are coming
leave
into
the room.
We're coming into the potty zone.
Yes.
Right? Because there's going to be a lot of potty talk, and Todd and I have no choice but to talk about it.
Yes.
Because we are your crusaders.
You know, of course, people listening from this point forward are going to think we are the most conservative people ever to walk the earth.
No, I know a lot of parents that don't want to use this language.
I understand.
It's just crass.
Well, and to be fair, I believe this show is rated Y7.
It is. It should be. It should be Y18.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we watched The Day My Butt Went Psycho with an exclamation point at the end. See, now we need a sound effect. Dun, dun, dun.
There's a lot of sound effects from that show.
We need the bleeping sound. We need a bleeping sound on this podcast.
Yeah, beep.
All right, so this is a Canadian-Australian animated TV series based on a novel series. I wasn't aware that there are actually books of this.
Mm-hmm.
It started on the Nine Network, which I'm not familiar with. I guess is Australian. It was also on Canadian television, and now you can find it on...
Netflix.
Yay. It began in 2013, had a first season, And the second season is now on Netflix
Yes,
as
so the
well.
day my butt went psycho, right? I think.
So the basic premise of this show, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the basic premise is that somewhere, I guess it's maybe in the future or in some other place, it doesn't really matter.
Alternate timeline.
Your butt separates from your body, becomes a autonomous talking character, and runs around.
Well, okay, so to
And
okay,
there are like an army of bad,
evil butts.
evil butts led by the Great White Butt. Ugh.
Yes, folks, and the humor abounds.
This was a listener request, by the way.
Yeah,
So
that's right.
thanks for this.
No,
Okay.
dude, okay, so but they
Let,
do
let's do.
by the way, they showcase it in the show. Basically saying that
Oh, yeah.
because for so many years butts had been at the bottom and heads had been at the top, butts rebelled against being at the bottom and left the body behind to become their own person.
Yes.
Right,
Well,
that's the
being.
concept
I don't
there,
know if it's a
right?
person, but it's a being.
Right, like, and in other words, we have treated our butts with so much disrespect that they've decided to leave and form their own society. Some of them have not, and others I feel like there's a middle. I mean, I kid you not, there is a society here that they've created, and it's actually pretty complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. And yet at the same time, it's, I don't know. Anyway, as you would imagine from the title and from our description, the humor all throughout the show is butt oriented.
No, they can't resist. How
Oh
could you
no.
resist, right? Like,
Fart jokes. Yeah,
so the
it.
first episode, there were two. It's a twofer, right?
Yep,
So it's a
yet again.
10 minute, pops nuggets, let's say.
I
Because
see
our
what you
first
did there.
episode centered around the Dark Nugget,
Right? A Batman-like character.
which is a superhero that was so full of innuendo, pretty much the Dark Nugget is just a piece of poo. Right? Like, dressed up as a piece of poo that's avenging people that are being attacked by butts.
Right.
Because our heroes, the protagonists of the butt story, are butt warriors? Butt fighters.
Butt
That's what they're.
fighters.
Butt
Butt
fighters.
fighters.
Because
Yes.
what's happened here is that some of the butts have left to form their own society because they have been disrespected for being butts. And they have become evil butts that want to take over the world and dominate the humans, right? And they have made evil butt robots, right? So
Yes.
this puts us in a scenario in which we're always trying to cover our butt. Oh, we're always trying to basically
Don't
defend
do it.
ourselves against. Oh, how can you not, right?
Okay.
They do it all the time on this show.
They
It's
do.
crazy, like the Dark Nugget.
And in the second episode, they basically play dodgeball with a bunch of other butts, and then they get into some meditation. It is your standard cartoon in that it has a silly scenario. They've got 11 minutes to set it up and resolve it. And yeah.
Yeah, what is there to say? So,
I've got something to say.
well, I'm sure you do. The here's where I struggled. Like, so okay, bathroom humor. So, if I actually had some of my kids watching over my shoulder, they just would have thought this is the most delightful thing they've ever seen, right? Because
Yes.
it gives kids that opportunity to just go crazy and use that terminology that we would typically reserve for the bathroom. In fact, our deal in our house is if that language comes up, we will tell them, you can use that language, but you need to go to the bathroom because it's not allowed anywhere else. You can say butt, you can say all these pee pee poo poo, all that can go in there. But this show taps into that brilliantly taps into that childhood fetish of, I just need to say these words, right? Because they're not allowed to be said.
Right.
It's a taboo forbidden show for younger people.
Okay.
Right? So they're that's their corner, right? So the show is just so full of bathroom humor innuendo. It's just constant. Is it entertaining? I think the writing's there, right? Like,
I suppose
there were things that are happening that were quote unquote creative. If it didn't involve butts, right? Like if it was like the hands rebelled against your body because they were tired of being your hand, it wouldn't be as, say, taboo. But I didn't feel like, out of all the cartoons we've watched recently, it wasn't just awful, right? Like as far as like where they were going with these episodes.
Right. Yeah, my thing is, why?
Oh, well.
Why is this? I mean, I feel like they took a bunch of juvenile, delinquent junior hires out of detention and said, hey, would you like to produce a cartoon? What would you like it to be about? Would you like it to be about a bunch of butts that run around and make fart jokes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Here's a network.
That's right. Here's some money.
Would you like to be on Netflix?
Go for it.
Here's the second season. I'm sort of having a get off my lawn moment with this show,
yeah,
where I just sort of say, really? Are we this hurting for children's entertainment? Are we this desperate to make fart jokes in society that we're putting this show together? It's kind of sad.
Oh,
in
yeah.
a lot of ways. I mean, this show is just, it's just dumb, first of all. I mean,
I love it when you go there, right?
It's, you watch the opening credits and you go, I know where this is going. I know what all the jokes are going to be. And the plot from this point forward is pretty much irrelevant.
Yeah. You don't have to think about it too much.
No. Usually we don't tell parents, go ahead and watch this or stay away, because we try not to do recommendations. We basically say this is sort of our impressions on things.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those ones where I just kind of go, stay away.
Okay. Let me take it up to another level here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And I wanna ping off of this.
Write Netflix and tell them to take this off.
No. Yeah, there you go. No, but, and this is, to be honestly, this is the biggest warning I have about the show. If it kind of sneaks into your household or whatever. And this happens in the second episode, and this is a weird one because I woke up in the middle of the night and went, what's wrong with what's happening here? Well, there are some messages in this show that are concealed because there's this butt theme, right? Like, they're just, it's all this butt humor and ha ha ha. Well, watching the second episode, they're playing a game of dodgeball. Well, they don't use dodgeballs. They actually use butts that have been separated that are sentient, right? They're the little characters. They're really cute. And they've put them in plastic bags, and they're using the butts as dodgeballs. And there literally is a scene, and this made me mad, to be honest with you. I was kind of infuriated by it. There's literally a scene where one of the dodgeballs is passed to one of the humans, and the dodgeball says, hey, can you throw me underhanded versus overhanded? Basically, the butt, who is in captive, he's captive in this bag, is asking for compassion.
Right.
And the human is just, nope, sorry, pitching him. And they are beating these butts up.
Right.
So basically the butts, they have every reason to be separated from these obnoxious, horrible people. And at the end of that episode, I felt myself compelled to be rooting for every butt that was in that show. Because what it was demonstrating to me is that, folks, whatever, if it asks for compassion, screw you, right?
Right.
I think you get what I'm saying, and I'm sure my audience gets what I'm saying as well. Avoid this show.
Yes.
I mean, yuck. I mean, really? I mean, I don't think I've actually ever seen anything because it's so concealed in there. So yeah, I'm not gonna go any further. I don't want to use words that are too harsh, but
that's right.
The fact that occurred and it made me angry. I was like, yeah, steer clear of this, right?
Yes.
Yuck. Again, catchy title, catchy ideas and stuff like that, but I feel like that is a cover for some of the underlying things that are happening on the show, which are just gross.
Indeed.
Yeah, sorry, well, that's my tirade on it. But
it's okay.
But like I said, I couldn't really pinpoint what it was until I really sat down and thought about it. And I was like, is that moment? And I was like, yuck. Of course these butts have risen up against these humans. They're terrible. I would too.
There you go.
Butt power, right?
So you should avoid this show, but you should not avoid us.
Yes.
You should follow us. Follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Parent Mistakes. And on Facebook, Parenting Mistakes. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Is there any sort of, like, you know, ender that we can have? The final butt?
No.
But I...
Just walk away.
But you...
We're walking away. Goodbye, everybody.